reports from the County Executive appointing Mr. Jim Sullivan to the position of Child Support Enforcement for Milwaukee County.
Thank you. The County Executive is pleased to appoint Jim Sullivan as Director of Child Support Enforcement. Mr. Sullivan is a former state senator and practicing attorney who brings a vital skill set to this role. County Executive Avery believes that Mr. Sullivan's knowledge of state government will be invaluable in helping Child Support Enforcement leverage ever-shrinking state aid for this critical department. The County Executive has every confidence that Mr. Sullivan will provide the leadership, insight, and commitment to make Milwaukee County Child Support a national model. For these reasons, I ask for your confirmation of Mr. Sullivan's appointment as Director of Child Support Enforcement.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sullivan?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. It's a real pleasure to be here, having an opportunity to talk to you about Child Support Enforcement today, and I'm hoping that with your approval that I'm going to be able to go on to be a strong leader for this department. I think this Child Support Enforcement function is one of the great stories in Milwaukee County government. It is a point of service where our staff is out there providing service to citizens across the county, to constituents in every one of your districts. I think that it's a good opportunity to be here, not only because it's serving an important public purpose, but also I want you to know that because of the fact that I have sat where you are, not literally in the county board chair, but certainly as an elected official, that I know how important it is to be able to reach out and make sure that when you have a constituent issue, that that's being taken care of. I think that this is a department that does great work serving not just the kids and the non-custodial parents, but also kids and custodial parents, but non-custodial parents as well. It's a department that has struggled to do more with less, as a lot of us have. We have continuing challenges going on with that, but I think that it is a time for some active leadership here to be able to reach out not only to the legislature, yourselves included, the state legislature, to be able to advocate for this department and for our most vulnerable citizens, but also to make sure that you have that good relationship with the judiciary. I'm an attorney by background. I think that that's something that will help as well, and also I'm hoping to be able to elevate the profile of this department and get some of our caseworkers more and more out from behind the glass and out in the community in your own districts serving the people. So it's a pleasure again to be here and to serve the public, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Supervisor Weisheim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to move approval.
Any questions? Supervisor Rice and Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you, and welcome, Mr. Sullivan, to this position. I'm pleased to support this appointment. I do have just a question for Mr. Aldrich in terms of the appointment and the thought process that led to it in the county executive's office. Is there a particular desire to change the direction, or just sort of what prompted the change from the previous director?
Well, certainly, the county exec, as he's made appointment decisions, has there's been a mix of kind of reappointing incumbents and bringing folks in from the outside. He certainly is interested in kind of putting his own personal stamp on his cabinet. I think what was appealing about Mr. Sullivan certainly was his legal background and his legislative background. In this recent budget, we've seen significant cuts to statewide to child support enforcement efforts. I think it's the county exec's position, as he's made clear as he's lobbied against those cuts, that these are some of the most short-sighted cuts there are. The cut, every dollar cut at the state level leverages $2 cut at the federal level. So the $4 million statewide cut actually has a $12 million dollar impact. Having somebody that has the legislative experience that Mr. Sullivan does, that understands the laws, that has personal relationships with legislators and can try to have an impact on that in the future was certainly something that was very appealing.
Thank you. And Mr. Sullivan, is there anything you want to expand on in terms of how you would approach the legislative issue in particular and deal with the current administration in terms of assisting Milwaukee County?
I think the great thing about the child support enforcement function is there really shouldn't be politics behind that. So regardless of who is going to be in charge in the legislature, who's going to be in the governor's residence, I think that this is something that we can all understand. And there is a a great metric that actually the county executive was mentioning the other day, which is if you think about sort of the vision of a seesaw, a teeter-totter, that as you decrease the collection of child support that's due to kids across the county and across the state, that I mean, we're talking about private dollars that is owed by right to kids. And by the time you, the more and more that you decrease that public, that private collection of private dollars, you increase the public impact on the social service net. Certainly there's, I don't think that the cuts that we're looking at are driven out of a desire of mean-spiritedness. I think that they're driven largely because of a financial crisis. And that this function, child support enforcement, needs to be front and foremost in people's minds. And some of you here on this committee who I've met with, I had used the descriptor that, hey, you know, I'm not just going to come to you and say, hey, this budget is especially important because there's lots of other important budgets, but also I want you to be aware of the function, because you have to be aware of the function in order for when budget votes come around for you to be able to know and protect it. And I can say that my experience up in Madison for 4 years, I was not as familiar with this. I had a quick learning curve on this department coming in here when the county executive had approached me about this. So I think that having that active role, certainly I'm going to work with the county's intergovernmental relations folks, but I'm also going to do my best to continue some of the relationships that I have up in Madison on both sides of the aisle, and I anticipate being hopefully a frequent visitor with all of you as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, Supervisor Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say and be on record for saying that I'm very pleased with the appointments that the county executive and his staff have made with Ms. Walker and Mr. Sullivan, and even their director of economic development had a chance to meet with all of them, and I like their fresh perspectives and the various talents and skills they bring to the position, so I'm looking forward to working with you all, and I think the county executive has gotten it right with these appointments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey.
I want to express, first of all, my disappointment at the way Lisa Jo Marks was released from her job. She's someone who was called on when there was tremendous upheaval in behavioral health when John Cianelli was removed as acting director. It reflected her abilities in terms of management. She also served on the long-range strategic planning committee. Invaluable service. That committee's been very difficult. And I think she was doing a fantastic job in child support and the programs she initiated. Unfortunately, I've heard two points of view here this morning, which are conflicting. One that will be using the nominee's talents in going to Madison and using his influence with regard to the political nature of the money that comes down to child support enforcement. And yet also in a statement that I agreed with, that this should be a non-political appointment. And I want to make clear that I in no way do not disregard the candidate's education and fitness. He certainly has an excellent education, has quite an impressive resume. I've been impressed by it. But I do not think child support enforcement should be a political appointment. I completely disagree with the idea that we're going to be trying to leverage political influence with legislators in Madison. Ms. Marks had really reached out to the community with the Fathers Initiative, with the Racine contract in child support enforcement. All of those things, which I basically heard Mr. Sullivan is going to try to add to. And this is going to be a very tough job. My understanding is we're losing 38 positions in that job. And I don't know how we're going to get people out from behind glass to go out in the community when they're going to barely be able to do the job that was already a very challenging job. I know Ms. Marks would at times have to go and start answering the phone to keep this service at a level where people weren't waiting 30 minutes or more on the phone to get their child support questions answered. So for all of those reasons, I want to make sure that everyone understands my vote. There, it in no way reflects a dissatisfaction with Mr. Sullivan. It's just that I do not believe that this is the time to make this political, and I also think we've lost a very good person who is doing an excellent job as a nonpartisan person. I could understand the county executive making this appointment if it had been partisan, but it was not. So I will not be supporting this. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey. We have a motion for approval of the appointment. Madam President, please go for approval.
Jersey?
No.
Wysha?
Aye.
Cesarez?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.